get the old season.
Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Weaver?
Here.
Yule?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Boyle?
Here.
It's only on ours.
Oh, okay.
First thing we have on our agenda tonight is the correspondence. We have a request from the Business Improvement District for the Mike Schmidt Memorial Car Show of Saturday, June 11th, and a rain date of Sunday, June 12th. I guess we need a motion to approve this.
So moved.
Motion to accept approve. Correspondence.
Oh, he just did that?
Well, he's doing the approval of this first.
So he has to make a motion to accept this correspondence first. I think that's what he
was doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You want to do that first? Okay. We'll do Ken's first. Who seconds?
I do.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Mr. Jewell?
Make a motion to accept the...
To approve.
To approve.
Approve date.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Now we have Cafe Capri's would like to place tables outside, as they have for a number of years.
Make a motion to allow them to do that.
Second that.
Okay, and of course they will agree to keep it within the rules at a certain distance. I forget what it is off the top of my head. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that brings us up to the audience portion. At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for any comments or testimony from guests that is not otherwise on the agenda. If you would be, please give your name and address for the record.
Sure. Richard Sherman, 15 Gardner's Port, Borough. Here is a borough resident, but also vice president of Washington Borough Youth Baseball. A couple of concerns and questions. First being Steinhardt Field, Vera Field, to some extent, being used as a dog park through most of the year when we're not using it as a baseball field. Wondering if there's anything we can do to help.
We have some signs that are going to go up.
There's Mike. I spoke with Mike, not
okay.
Don.
Okay.
He called me about it the
other day. Yeah, we were talking about it.
Yeah, okay. We ordered the signs because we didn't have any that were the exact same as the ones in the park. We want to make sure they reference the same ordinance that we have listed in Borough Park. They've been ordered as soon as they're ordered to
install. Great. Yeah.
There is a leash law now. On the lease ordinance, I should say, on our books that can be enforced. So obviously, anytime someone sees a dog running around, we can either contact the police department or contact animal control.
Okay.
But we did order the signs to have them installed.
Right, because it's not even people from the borough. I stopped there, and there was two people from Pennsylvania. For Pennsylvania plates. So it's...
No, we ordered the signs.
Okay.
As soon as they get in, we're going to be
installed. There is a garbage can full of doggy bags sitting there that needs to be taken care of.
At least they've been some of them at least have been cleaned enough.
Some of them, the other part of that is they've been digging holes that we've constantly have to repair. And, somebody's going to turn an ankle in those if we don't see them. So, second question would be about the, I think it was first designed as a concession area. It's between Steinhardt and Vera Field. It's kind of a dugout section into the side of the hill. If there's any way to get a fence up. These kids are constantly going up that wall on both sides, and it's kind of a dangerous situation. The youth baseball would donate the labor to put it up, but we don't have the funds to come up with the actual fencing materials.
I spoke with, my mind is going blank now, I can't think of his name. I spoke with someone else from the baseball.
Dave Hackney.
Dave. My mind just went blank here. And he said that originally, he brought up that to me as well, and then he said they were thinking about seeking our approval to put some sort of concession stand in.
Right.
And we were going to do it at the same time.
Okay.
I haven't received his concept, if you will, for the concession stand.
Right.
So it's going to be kind of like a joint project, if you will, and do it all at once.
Okay.
But I haven't gotten anything from him, because I know he wanted to find out by running electric, running water, running sewer, and all that kind of stuff, and putting...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if it's got that far.
No, it definitely hasn't, and honestly, I don't know if it can wait. When a few of us are there that see it as a safety issue, you know, we keep the kids off.
Right.
But when it was being used for soccer, the people that were there using it for soccer didn't keep a lot of the kids off, and someone's going to fall off. It's a high wall.
We didn't budget for a new fence there, but we could put up that the orange snow fence, at least as a temporary fence.
Yeah, I mean, something happens. Yeah, I'm just afraid, you know, when nobody's there to keep the kids off, that something is going to happen.
No problem. Like I said, I was waiting to hear back from him on the concession stand, so it kind of fell by the wayside. I haven't heard anything. But if you're not looking to do that this year, we'll focus on something
else. Yeah,
and
can,
that's fine.
Yeah,
either way.
Yeah. I can guarantee you that probably won't happen this year. although we will have some kind of a concession stand, it won't be, I think, the permanent structure that they was...
Yeah, last year you guys had a, was it a car? Hot dog. Yeah.
Hot dog truck, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. Del Elba.
Bob Del Elba, 86 West Stewart Street. I feel I'm on the side of a wedding with where the groom is hated or the bride is hated. One of the two.
I was going to say, the groom is tilting this right now.
We had, even though we had a discussion today, Rich, which I appreciate, could you explain maybe the next step again in the process with this forensic audit? So where do we go from here in terms of the process?
Excuse me.
So we can get it all out and on record.
Sure. No, the proposals were received for the forensic audit services. There were 8 bidders, but 7 bids, because 2 of them teamed up, if you will, to make one joint submission. Once they were reviewed, the governing body received a summary of the results, bidders, dollar amounts, deficiencies, etc. Many of the bidders had deficiencies, again, curable deficiencies that the state calls it, pretty much means, you know, you didn't fill out this form properly. It's not as strict as a sealed bid, say, for construction, so you can supply the form after the fact. I'm waiting on those deficiencies to be corrected by all of these bidders. The governing body has received copies of all the proposals along with my summary document. The next step in the process would be at the discretion of the governing body, which firm or firms they want to speak with.
I don't mean to interrupt you. And the deficiency deadline, which you did give them?
Was Thursday. It's for this Thursday.
For this Thursday. Okay. So then once those are brought to you, then what is it? Is it a proposal to put it on the agenda for the next council meeting?
That's a governing body decision.
That would be up to one of the council members to bring it up, or Scott.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about it in exact...
That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah, and then, you know, we may come out and do something after that, but I imagine it will probably be the next meeting that we would make the full decision as to who or what we're going to do.
Sorry? I think because not everyone's here either.
Okay. Okay, great. So, thanks. Thanks for going through that again.
You're welcome.
Okay, is there anyone else? Hearing none, I'd accept a motion to close the audience portion.
Make a motion to close the audience.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have no ordinances. That brings us to reports. I'd accept the motion to receive and file the reports.
Make a motion to receive and file reports.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on any of the reports? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do you have any committee reports this evening?
Have you received any surveys?
None. Okay. None. I asked the webmaster to send it out, you know, each week. Because I think it's about a week and a half it's been out now, 2 weeks. He's going to send out another blast, but I haven't received any hard copies or via email.
Okay. Do we have a deadline on how long we're going to wait before we go forward with these committees?
There's no deadline.
Time frame?
You can make one if you want. That's fine. We didn't, you know.
So it's been 2 weeks, week and a half?
It's been about, I'd say closer to 2 weeks, 10 to 14 days. I think I, was it right after the last meeting, if I recall correctly? Was when the change was? And it got put up a day or two after, so, about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So put it on for our next meeting?
Yeah, I would support that.
Everybody have a problem with that?
That's fine.
All right, thank you.
Any other discussion on any other, or any other committee reports? Takes us to old business, gets us to the Recreation Commission draft ordinance. We received a lot of information through Mr. Torres on this, and Mr. Torres, I personally have not had a chance to get through every piece that you have there. I've gotten through maybe half of it.
Okay.
Are others in the same position?
I sent them all my comments already.
Okay.
I did happen to look at it. It's quite a bit of good information you have there. I agree. A lot of similarities and a lot of things we probably could use. It's a lot enough to roll with myself.
Yeah. Well, if I could just summarize maybe so that, too, I mean, you may not have to. I mean, a lot of it is extraneous. You know, I'm sorry, but that's just the, you know, the nature of the beast when I got it.
Yeah.
I wanted to just do it complete.
I
basically just highlighted some things that maybe we should just discuss, and then possibly, if we want to do a Recreation Commission, put it on our ordinance. So, some of the things they have, for example, I'll start with the Oakland one that everyone's familiar with. I don't know if you have your copies available. but I know Janine had commented, too, on some of these as well. With their, they have bylaws as well as, of course, their ordinance that I supply. Okay. This is Clark, 1 second. Okay. All right, well, just to run through, not to spend too much time on details, under Article 2 of the bylaws, they have some interesting things like establish and maintain cooperative relationships with the state and local recreation agencies and officials. Now, that's like a liaison person type thing, and also, you know, someone to actually pick up the phone sometimes and get in touch with, you know, our neighboring towns or whatever. Hey, what are you doing? What's going on? You know, and sometimes you can coordinate events that way. So that's just, you know, something that I thought was kind of important. There's maybe some discussion necessary on the number of members or the length of term per appointment. Because a lot of different municipalities do, you know, sometimes a three-year term, some five, some are four. Seems that, you know, we don't have to necessarily go back to what we had before. Okay, maybe there was some deficiencies in the way we did it before. Reading some of these other ones, I'm not sure, but these are just things that I thought are kind of important to think about. Something that's kind of important, too, that Janine had commented on, I believe Councilman Boyle as well. On this Lodi one, their bylaws have right in there, no administrative power or authority to incur any indebtedness or obligation against the city. And, you know, basically on the way we set it up, we could incorporate that in our ordinance. Also, some have a budget, some do not. I, of course, am in favor of the Recreation Commission having us not only submit an annual report, which is basically required by all, you know, I think it's a statute, if I'm not mistaken, but also preparation of a budget to submit in advance of our budget preparation to help us with our budget as well. So those are a couple of the items. Some of them have a requirement that the commissioners all are volunteer, no pay, and they would be persons that are from the town. Now, also, the makeup on some of them, now, I don't know if this is a good idea or not, however, some towns do have designated members, such as they have a citizen non-voting advisor to sit on the board. They also have possibly a school board representative. In our situation, because some of our, especially baseball, use some of our parks, it might be a good idea to have a non-voting school board person to attend these commissioner meetings. But any of this, we can set up and then, you know, with an ordinance, in our ordinance, and then, of course, the commission will have their own bylaws, which will have to follow all the state, of course, regulations, as well as all our municipal ordinances, plus the ordinance exactly as we, you know, word it. So, you know, a lot of these things, I think, you know, should be discussed. I mean, I'll open the floor to anybody else if they're interested. Those are, you know, just a couple of my main things that, you know, there is more, but, you know, not everyone's here, so I don't know if, and Scott said he didn't get a chance to go over these yet. So.
Yeah. With the requirements of having, like, somebody from the school board attend, is that, was that an actual requirement? Or
well,
is somebody to have as a liaison who shows up when they kind of want to?
Well, no, it's an assigned member, you know, appointed member, and they're just a non-voting member. So, I mean, I don't know how that would be enforced, but
yeah,
I mean, I think the idea is good in concept.
Yeah, that's where I was going. Can we tell the Board of Education that they have to supply somebody as a non-voting member?
We could maybe talk to them before we put in an ordinance.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if we get approval by them to do it, I, you know, they're a separate body.
Is that
so
an ordinance or a bylaw?
I believe that's in a bylaw, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I'd have to go back and look. Like I said, there's a lot of information here, so.
Yeah.
But.
I just have one question. If it becomes a commission, will it then be like a public nonprofit thing, or would we need to? Well, if it's not a nonprofit, will they be able to, like, you know, have fundraisers or even have a thing out there, you know, a thermometer if they wanted to raise money for whatever, pool cover? Like, are they able to do that as a commission, or
they
the
would
whole
be,
point of the whole fundraising with government and all that stuff?
They would be no
could
different.
Could they get advertisers and, you know?
They would be no different than the Board of Adjustment or Planning Board. They're entities of the municipal governing body, entities of the government. They have to, like, the Planning Board and Board of Adjustment are semi.
Oh, yeah, but they don't
boards.
Have a need really to fundraise.
Understood.
So that's where,
the Recreation Commission would be a semi-autonomous board that has to follow the same procedures we would follow in our day-to-day operations, statutory or otherwise. So is it, what you're asking is, as a nonprofit, they don't have the freedom of a nonprofit.
Would it be a better idea to make you know, make it a charter where they are a nonprofit?
We don't want to, I don't think we want to make them autonomous, really. I mean, that gives
that,
a little bit,
that,
but that's
that
a whole other question.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I think, isn't that what Washington Township does? They have the youth association, if I recall correctly, and they just use the field. Like, there's no Washington Township Recreation Department.
I believe
am I
you're correct.
Correct.
I think
there
a couple
are
of
other towns that I know.
Yeah, I mean, some towns do that right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the way this current draft ordinance is presented doesn't do that. I mean, we didn't look into that at all, because
yeah. There is one one member of the
Recreation
Committee.
I mean, because so many of these other neighboring towns, like Mansfield and Township, we've got such great programs going. And Washington Borough is not like that. We have a private baseball, we have a private football. You know, we all have different names, different colors. I mean, it's just like crazy.
Should be coordinated. I mean, that's a big thing. And
Michelle, you had a comment you wanted to make?
I have several questions.
Sure.
I want to answer several questions. I can guess.
Okay.
Which was, if the commission is created, can we fundraise?
Yeah, that's
was not straight answers, so that's why I want to know. Because people are going to ask me at the next meeting.
You're only permitted to do what the law says. The law says in order to raise funds there, you have to meet, like, as an example, a Borough Park is Green Acres. You need to adhere to all the Green Acres regulations for revenue generation. So, yes, you can, but certain requirements need to be met. Can you have
they can have
a big a drop box outside for people to drop off donations, that kind of thing? No. If you want to have run events, you can, but it needs to be in compliance with all the state finance and Green Acres laws.
Where can I find that information?
On Green Acres' website. I think it's 5.
I have some.
I don't remember the statute. I don't remember the administrative code reference.
Okay.
Actually, no, it might be.
No,
that's the statute. But it's on Green Acres.
Okay, so in compliance with Green Acres rules, the committee or commission could...
Well, it applies for Green Acres rules and the local finance laws, what allows you to bring in revenue.
Richard, that wouldn't matter if it was a committee or commission.
No.
We're following that anyway.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
So we did, I'm just wondering why they don't really fundraise much.
Because four meetings ago, I proposed fundraising, and then someone, I don't remember who, stood up and said, you can't fundraise. We're not allowed to. And then the following meeting, I found out we can fundraise.
Sure.
So I haven't been able to get a straight answer, so I'm confused.
The answer is you can, but you don't have the freedom of being able to fundraise the way a nonprofit would. It's just more restrictive on what you can and can't do, and how you can and can't do it.
But a lot of...
Yeah,
I just want to add, too, that a lot of these other municipalities that I did review do mention fundraising things, like movies, different events that they do fundraise for. Mm-hmm. They charge whatever they want, and they get in whatever revenue. Of course, they have to abide with the... A lot of them have their own treasurer, some don't, but they all have... Well, not all, some. That's another question in case we do form a commission, is whether or not everybody does report to the manager. And most situations they do. They're not totally autonomous that way either. Also, as I understand it, Rich is totally willing and has said in an email I read, too, that he's certainly willing to train and will train any people in terms of the fundraising and all financial matters, purchasing especially, and things like that, expenditures.
Okay.
So...
I think it would be helpful, especially since we have new members, if maybe one Tuesday we could have a meeting and you could tell us how or what we need to do fundraising, because several options were brought up at the last meeting as to doing fundraisers, and at least two need to be done immediately because of Easter.
We have a recreation director, and the way everything is currently set up is the advisory council. Deals with the recreation director. The recreation director will contact me.
Okay.
He filters that way.
Because he was there, but
we're meeting tomorrow morning before you're in advance of your meeting tomorrow night.
Okay. But you could still go in and talk about some of the finance laws.
Of course. I mean, I'm just talking the fundraising stuff right now.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the process.
What their restrictions are.
Correct. The process is in place, and it all has to run through the recreation director right now. I don't want to circumvent the system. I mean, that's why we have a recreation director.
Right.
Filter everything.
But maybe he doesn't know all the restrictions and laws either.
No, like I said, this is the first time this year this issue has come up. You know, if it came up between the recreation advisory committee, this is the first I'm hearing of it. I mean, I'm in almost daily contact with the chair. Nothing was said. That doesn't mean it wasn't discussed. That means nothing was said.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean.
Well, I just found out we had a director at the last meeting.
Yeah, I didn't know we did.
He didn't call me.
We got one.
Email me. He didn't anything.
That's
I was out
the
there, and
I
went, "Hi, I'm your director." And I went, "When did this happen?"
Who did we get?
Yeah,
the gentleman's name is Des Fitzgerald from Belvedere.
Des Fitzgerald.
All right. He had a lot to do with turning the Belvedere pool around.
Was there a director? Is or was?
Is.
Okay. I thought he might still be there. Okay, my next question is to Rob. How many commissions there receive funds from the cities or towns that they're from?
I didn't see that mentioned anywhere, really. They didn't specify that.
They didn't specify that they are required to get funds from the towns or what the maximum or minimum amount is?
They don't put that in their... bylaws and you know,
not in the ordinance either.
But what it, as I understand it, the situation is they supply, well, in the ideal case, a budget, okay, which would be approved by council and then allocated according to the expenditures that, you know, they keep their own account to report to the manager, you know, in my ideal situation. However, it doesn't have to be that way.
Uh-huh.
This is something, because it's something we're setting up, could be arranged differently. Okay, you can have a little more
Some have a full-time, say, recreation director, and that person is more liable for, or they make a treasurer, you know, the person who is the go-to person for all the money, you know, action, whether it's, you know, spending money or requesting money or, you know, anything spent, you know, anything like that. And, you know, that would avoid going through the manager, lighten his load. So, you know, there's different things. As long as everybody, you know, goes according to the rules, then everybody should be happy, should work, you know, works in different ways, so.
And now, when it's the commission, will we still approve their bills on the voucher list, just like we do the planning board, engineer, and...
Library?
No, if I recall correctly, well, it depends, there's two types of commissions. I've worked with both, where they approve their own bill list, and the municipal governing body has no say, and then there's the other side where they do have to approve them. So again...
Yeah, I
think that needs to be specified.
It's indicated that, oh, right, absolutely.
But it typically, what I've seen in all the commissions is they are in charge of their finance. They have to adhere to the Open Public Meetings Act, the local finance laws, they need to take their own minutes, they need to approve their own vouchers. The same way you receive your bill list now, it would be generated, because they would be using our finances, and everything would filter through us. A bill list would be generated for their board to approve payment.
So, I guess, you know, when the full council is here, we have to discuss this more and decide on what we want to do. But for your information, just let me just read one passage that is in here. And this is the Hopatcong, Lake Hopatcong. They have their recreation commission, and I guess this is their bylaws. Okay, commission has such powers and can receive such financial aid as shall be authorized by New Jersey Statute 40.12.1. 240.12.15 inclusive, except that the commission shall not acquire lands for public playgrounds and recreation places by purchase, lease, or condemnation unless the mayor and council shall first appropriate a sum sufficient for the purpose. So in other words, get approval for that if somebody's going to donate land to, you know, to the commission. The commission, within its discretion, may annually allocate all or portion of its annual appropriation as approved by the mayor and council in the municipal budget to assist various nonprofit recreational organizations in providing recreation activities to borough residents. Such assistance may be provided in the form of purchase of equipment or supplies or payment to outside vendors for services provided. So in this case, they go on to say, as a condition precedent to the allocation of such funds, each such nonprofit recreation organization receiving more than $500 in any calendar year shall annually provide to the, they have a board over there, a financial report listing the general sources of all income and general expenses by categories, as well as all other resources owned and held by set up. In other words, they have to do like an accounting, full accounting, pretty much, of any $500 purchase or larger. Each such financial report shall be signed and certified by the chief financial officer and the treasurer of the organization. No nonprofit recreation organization shall be eligible to receive any allocation from it would be the council until such time as the financial report has been received. So there is, as Jane had pointed out, the possibility of doing like a nonprofit situation. I don't know if that's something that, you know, it seems to me
it's
not to
be, necessary as long as they can fundraise. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, they can. Most of these other ones just fundraise. Like I said, they do plenty of events. They do. There's one that does, you know, movies by the park.
I mean, all
and,
last year, all the problems we had, you know, trying to open up the pool, but no money was really... Right.
The committee can get your documents so we can...
Absolutely. Any of my stuff is all open to anybody who wants to take a look. That's fine. So
we
certainly
were just
if you want to take a look.
We can
email
what can we do
sure.
to help you all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine, because you might have some comments on it as well. That's not a problem.
Because the new people are like, well, if we're going to be commissioned, what does it mean to us? And I don't have an answer to them because I wasn't here at the prior commission, and I haven't done your research, so I can't answer that question either. So if you could send me anything, then I'll send it to everybody else, or if you want to send it
all
to
right,
that
week. All right, well, I need your email address.
To mine?
Yeah.
Let me write it
get
down.
That. Well, sure.
Maybe could someone sum it up in a couple of sentences for her, the difference between the committee and the commission?
Oh, I know what the difference is. Isn't it?
I think
oh,
as far as their...
Yeah, just in terms
bylaws.
Of these
so
changes or whatever. Right.
I'll wait until all this is hashed out before I even offer my comments. Yeah, but it's minuscule.
I think that was it. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I think that's all the questions I currently have at this point. Does anyone have any questions for the committee?
Well, I might like to ask Ms. Shaw, some of the things that I saw in the ordinances that Councilman Torres had given us. When I was liaison, there was a time of talk about conduct rules or rules of conduct with participants and parents. I don't know if that was developed or not at games like soccer, etiquette.
We have a rule of conduct, and I believe on the sign-up sheets at the top, they have to check off that they've read and
understood. All right, great.
The conduct, and that way we have it. I have some downstairs in my car if you want to see it.
I knew it was being developed.
I signed my daughter up.
All right, great. That's I just want to make sure that was in there.
And we have it on the application saying that you received it.
Okay.
Whether they, you know, officially read it.
Well, as long as they sign it.
Or remember it.
Yeah. And you know how to enforce it.
If you're a gentleman or a lady, you're good.
Right. That was all I had. I was looking at the, like attendance requirements. A lot of these ordinances or these commissions from other municipalities had attendance requirements. Now, albeit they might be a municipality of, you know, 400,000 people or whatever. But I think that's also important that we would look at, too, so we have continuity in going forward. And then I was...
What would you do if somebody didn't attend consistently?
Well, some of these are pretty tough. Yeah. But what I had read was one, if you miss 3 meetings per year, you're removed. No officer can miss meetings.
Like medical leave or anything?
Well, they have some of them reference that. It's due to an illness. That's fine. You know, things of that nature. But there's ones that are current officers. They would have to resign if they didn't fulfill that obligation. Some have it that, you know, requires 50% of the meetings for the calendar year. If you have 12, you got to be at 6.
By the way, I just want to point out, there is a big variation in the number of meetings that are required. Some that, of course, all these are supposed to be open meetings, but some of these are not from our state. I got as much information as I could. So some of these, they even close meetings. But I believe that it's a good idea probably, too, in our ordinance to make sure that they put in the agenda and the minutes, like a public notice, and also the schedule, you know, just like the committee does now, so that we have advance notice. Everybody knows when they meet, too, and also put it on their website, because that's the wave of the future. And other towns, especially, you know, would maybe want to go to our website and go to their website. It's a good idea to have either your own website or a space on our website.
Just so you all know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean, the web person is Victor. Yeah. So if you have anything, you have any questions about web, you go to Victor directly. He's going to be in charge of the web.
The Recreation Committee.
For the rec.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Statutorily, they're required to adhere to the Open Public Meeting Act. Take minutes and publish their meeting dates, etc.
Uh-huh. And one last thing I have, Ms. Shaw, that jumped out at me. They have a special needs rec program in one of the towns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think we, just to see what that's about.
Yeah, that would be good to work with Art on that.
When you get
the stuff from him,
look at Tenafly. They have a lot of neat things going on there.
I think, is that the one that has the,
that's
the one that has a school board liaison as well as a senior citizen, you know, a person that sits on there, a citizen member that's non-voting.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good
idea, too. I can send you what, or anyone who wants. I've been doing some senior research.
And as for the bylaws, the bylaws are changed, just so you know, as much as the commission, once it's formed, decides. I mean, and that just is the minor rules and regulations and things that, you know, you guys make up in terms of the way it is. But I just was, my idea was just to start you off with one of the sample ones, just so you have something to get going with. And there's quite a number here that you can look through besides for the ones that the council has, too. I mean, that's just, you know. But some of them are just one page, and some of them are like 20, 25 pages. They go quite into detail.
Yeah.
They require Robert's Rules of Order, a Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, the whole nine yards. If you want to get into it, you'll see.
And it may not sound true, but I certainly don't want government hands-on with the rec commission, you know, so we get it established, you know, that's what I've always wanted to happen, is that the residents of the borough run the rec programs to the best of their ability, which is going to be a lot better than I could do it.
But anybody's input is more than welcome.
Thank you. Okay, do we have anything more on this? We want to discuss it further at the next meeting?
I would suggest that, because two of our members not here, and I think it definitely is important to do that.
Yeah, so for now, we'll...
So let's make that motion.
I don't think we need to have a motion, do we?
No.
Okay. We'll just continue it on until the next meeting.
Oh, I did want to add one thing.
Sure.
I don't know if you want it in the ordinance, or perhaps as a bylaw, or just a request. We were thinking at least one meeting a month of the council members, that the rest can present a report or express what we're doing, so that the council is aware of what we're doing.
That's good.
I don't know if you want to have that in the ordinance or in the bylaws, but once a month.
Most of them have that actually in their ordinance.
I know the director will, but someone from the committee should.
Okay. That takes us to municipal budget discussion. Do we have anything more to discuss on our budget? Mr. Torres and Mrs. Gleeby, you've had all your questions answered that were...
Yeah, I've had my questions answered.
Okay, and Mr. Drew, I think you had some?
Yeah, about the police. I don't know if you've gotten your correspondence. A couple of questions about what one of the things they want to add.
Sure.
I don't know if I have my notes with me. I think one was the mechanic they wanted. They wanted a part-time mechanic. I know they had presented to us a while back. They wanted to actually utilize shared services for their township road department mechanic. I know they have a full-time road mechanic over there or whatever. You know.
That is this person.
Okay.
They're not looking to hire a new person. What they're looking to do is divide the cost associated with that employee's work proportionally amongst the departments that he works on.
Okay, that's what we were saying, right.
Police, code enforcement, general administration, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So each department would be paying their respective portion of the mechanic's time.
Okay, and what's going to happen down the road if, say, Oxford pulls out? That's what I'm concerned about. I mean, they're going to have less vehicles than to maintain. So I
mean, absolutely.
I might want to be put on hold, and
I mean,
I don't particularly agree with that, but...
The only thing on the document that you saw before you that... I mean, there is, you know, we've been in a dialogue with the township on this.
Right.
And just before I jump to that, let me just give you a quick... Sure. The items that I provided to the governing body in green, with the exception of the police mechanic and their capital request, were included in last year's budget in a different line item.
Okay.
They decided to extract them there so they can keep track of them separately.
Okay.
So that's why they're highlighted in green, and I just wanted to show you that. You know, it was in the prior year's budget. Nothing is new.
Okay.
For the police mechanic, this is an existing employee.
Yeah.
They're requesting the cost of the employee be divided among the departments proportionally. The code enforcement pays directly for the mechanic services. The DPW, like say they work on 20% code enforcement, 40% police.
Right.
That's how it's being broken down.
Okay.
The cost of this is a new cost. Because prior to this, their mechanic was all paid out of their public works budget.
Right.
This year, they're requesting it be divided up amongst their respective departments, which include police.
Okay. And they see they want to purchase a new SUV on there?
Correct. Per the shared service agreement, they can make their request for a capital purchase, but both entities need to agree to it.
Okay.
The borough and the town.
And when is that going to take place? Are they going to actually meeting?
Well, I mean, this body right now can say they don't authorize it. I call them tomorrow and I reduce it by $21,000.
Okay.
If this body chooses.
Authorizing the SUV purchase?
Or not authorizing.
Oh, I wouldn't authorize the SUV purchase.
Whatever you choose. I mean, if this body makes, you know, the decision right now, I call them tomorrow.
Well, I'd make the motion that the Borough of Washington Council doesn't authorize the SUV purchase for the Washington Township Police Department.
Second that.
The first question I have about that is we don't know what the justification for it is.
Well, that falls on them.
True, but I think before we deny, perhaps we should find out what their reasonings are. At least we're making an educated decision.
Tell you what, we're denying. I bet you get the reasons real quick.
Yeah, it's kind of.
We could rescind it too. Denial if we do.
True. But the problem is, any budgetary changes need to be made. You know, at this meeting in order to send it to the state to let them know. So if you leave it in there, you can leave it in there, deny it to them later, but you have to raise that $21,000.
When do they need a decision for their budget?
That helps their budget, though.
Were we supposed to be doing that today, the police budget?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of our, I mean, we had the workshop at the, you know, last week, action could be taken, we can have action taken at this meeting. In order to adopt on the 5th, per my memo, I broke down that timeline.
Everything by the 22nd.
I think I put the 22nd. I need any possible change by the 22nd. This is our only meeting prior to that, since we hold additional meetings.
Just repeat that again. If we deny the SUV purchase for the Washington Township Police Department, we don't support that.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that if it comes back to us that we have to take it?
No.
So, I mean, you're thinking that if the motion, there was a motion, was it seconded?
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't voted yet. We're discussion.
Correct.
If it passes that we do not support the purchase, the council,
mm-hmm.
why would that be reversed or rescinded?
No.
Well, we could if they give us reasonable justification. Let's say they come in and say the other one blew up.
I mean, the other one was involved in an accident. The extent of the damage, I don't know. But what I was explaining, or trying to explain, I should say, was... No, meaning, say you decide to leave it in here now, pending information from the township. We still need to adopt our budget on April 5th. So if we don't hear back by, say, next Tuesday, you know, because keep in mind, if I find out tomorrow, we don't have another public meeting until April 5th. So if you say yes, pending their approval, we're going to have to keep that money in there. If you don't like their approval, it's too late. You've raised that money. Now, that money then can be reallocated within the municipal budget, but at that point, you've raised that $21,000 in our municipal budget, even if you say no to their purchase.
I have a question. In the introduced budget we have here, it's $2.085 million.
Mm-hmm.
Does that include this SUV that's in our introduced budget?
No. It does not? No. Remember, we went up over what they gave us last year for purposes of...
Because I thought they specifically told us that there was no increase in police service.
I heard it would be flat.
This is
it's
going
to be flat.
I heard flat.
Correct.
Correct.
For their other expenses.
Is this SUV?
For their other expenses, they have contractual salary increases that there was an increase. We can't control their contractual salary.
Quite a few salary increases are in question, too. 30% for medical, I mean, we can't do anything about that, obviously, but, you know...
I have a question. Rich, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this what we're talking about, the police vehicle on the over here? It says 21,000.
It's the capital.
Capital,
SUV.
Yeah, 21,000. Okay, so that's what I thought. Okay.
Well, let's just go back to the first question. I don't want to jump too much here.
We're still in discussion.
No, that's what I'm saying. The first issue that you're bringing up was the SUV. If this body here doesn't want the SUV, I pull $21,000 from this budget and we move forward. If they don't pull it, and you leave it in there, and you want to get further explanation beyond our old SUV was in an accident, you're still going to have to raise it in a 2011 budget because we don't have a meeting scheduled prior to our next to the budget adoption, which is April 5th.
If we want them to have it.
Well, Rich,
right.
If this was the
major
question that was in an accident, where's the insurance? Insurance goes to place, is that correct?
Not necessarily.
I mean, I could do an accident in my car. I got a
not necessarily. I mean, with most municipal auto insurance policies, there's a $5,000 deductible.
Okay.
If the vehicle isn't worth $5,000, you're not going to spend $5,000 to get it back.
Right. I think the similar thing happened before the police departments merged. We had a blue Durango. It got rear-ended back on Railroad Avenue, and we didn't hear head and tails of it. We never got a replacement. I think Sheol or somebody else in there before you.
There's no legal requirement to replace
it. Oh, no, I know there isn't, but we didn't hear anything.
Well, I'm just surprised that the township didn't supply us with even a letter stating some sort of explanation or, you know, because it is in our budget and it's a kind of a large item.
He made a good point. On here, the capital SUV is in green, and you said all those things were in the budget last year.
The other one's in green. I just highlighted everything that was different. If you look at my notes, actually, you know, you might not have that right column. I might not have.
So this really shouldn't be green, then?
I highlighted it green because it's technically a new charge in the 2011 budget.
Okay.
You know, the crossing guard cost, the FMLA, the sick pay stipend, the attendance, you know, and the police mechanic are new charges. The green one, capital, is a new charge, but
okay.
That's something that the borough council has to say yes or no.
Budget.
That's correct.
How much more is not in the introduced budget? Besides
it depends on what you do here. I mean, the bottom line is that's how much it is. We're accounting for the difference out of our fund balance so we don't have to raise it in taxation.
I mean,
part of the fund balance that we're using is to offset the increase of this, so we don't have to raise the tax.
Worked harder.
That's what the 3,000 in there is part of.
You went over to the service agreement with the merger, or the, with the police department about vehicles and things. I know that one of the, a long conversation we had is, you know, the borough of Washington wouldn't support amphibious attack assault vehicle because we had no water.
Right, we use the issue of boats.
Yeah, or boats, you know, and with the SUV, I mean, heck, if they were saying we want to buy 5 bicycles, well, heck, I would support that.
Me too.
Yeah, but an SUV, I mean, you know.
I mean, look, if this body doesn't want to do it, they can strike it down now. I'll remove $21,000, and I will let the township know tomorrow.
Well, I'd like the mayor to call for the vote, then.
Yeah, that's the motion we have. Is there any other discussion on that?
I mean,
I just want one other thing to say. I mean, because there is a lot of reasons that they maybe could want, need, actually. I mean, it may just be a need rather than a want. I mean, it could be just... There's no four-wheel drive.
They have like half a dozen SUVs.
Yeah, they have so, any car that
on
the
okay, I'm just saying, but Tahoe, my whole point is they didn't supply us with an explanation with it for a large budget item like this. I just say we vote no.
I asked them verbally, and I asked them in writing, and I told them they needed to let me know by last Thursday because you guys are going to be discussing it. If you don't provide it, don't be shocked if they vote it now.
I think a Ford Focus police car would be sufficient, you know, just point.
I like the bicycle idea.
Mayor, could I just ask the clerk, please, just to read the motion again that was made? Do you have it?
Sure.
Patrick, Council McBoyle made a motion to not allow Washington Township to purchase the SUV in the 2011 capital budget, seconded by Councilman Gruba.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
Let's have a roll call on this one.
Well,
no.
Yes.
Yes vote.
Oh, gee, can I take that back?
Yes.
I'm so used to saying no. You see what you did to me? I apologize. I'm very embarrassed right now. No, I vote yes.
Contrary.
Oh, come on.
That would be funny.
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Gould?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes.
Do we have anything else to discuss on the budget?
I just have one more item. Rich, I know if the CFO had spoken to you about the council pay for Councilman Boyle to take that out.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
And just so you know, any changes that are made will be reflective, of course, prior to adoption.
But really, at this point, I do have... Two things I would like to, I don't know, propose or discuss, but basically, no matter what little changes we make, unless we come up with $37,200, it's not going to reduce the taxes by even a penny. So we need to, if we want to reduce the 8 cents, even by one penny, we need to cut $37,200. Because I feel that we don't need to budget as much in the telephone as in the water. The telephone, only because we didn't even spend nearly the $35,000 last year that we budgeted for, and then this year we're going to be using the Comcast money. And I agree that we should still have the money there, but I don't think we need as much money there. So I would propose that we cut that by $5,000. Same with the water, because we're getting the well pumped this year. So I would propose cutting that by $5,000.
Just remember, we now do have the wash bay that we have to wash our vehicles with that we didn't have last year. So there will be a water cost.
Okay.
How much, I don't know,
yeah,
but
right.
There will be a cost associated.
Right.
But the line item you're talking about was for recreation, correct?
No.
It was underwater. I think it was
underwater.
Under utility.
Okay, again, I didn't know that.
Keep that in mind.
But I don't know if it's worth making these little proposals. It's not going to equate to even one penny, you know?
Well, we had the budget workshop, and all the department heads came, and we supported what the department head said, and that increased it by a penny at least, from the workshop.
Yeah.
That increase was already part of the eight cents.
I know, but I mean, I don't know what you're asking. You want to take a penny back out?
She's trying.
Okay, yeah, so what you're saying, like...
But again, I didn't realize that 8 cents was just a municipal budget, so it kind of like, it's like a, you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean the other end.
Yeah, we're still gonna have, the taxes are actually gonna go up more than 8 cents, because that 8 cents does not include the increase in schools.
Oh, well, sure, I know. And it, well, I think we're gonna go through the same process we last year.
I think we're gonna do diligence to find anywhere we can cut the budget that we receive.
The school, you know, I can't predict the school budgets, but that vote's coming up, so we may have those type of meetings again, like we'd had last year, this year.
No, but I'm talking about the municipal budget.
Well, where else, I support what you wanna cut, you know, and you know, we looked at this thing pretty well. I mean, I'm very proud of the budget that we're presenting.
Me too.
You know, we really are. And I'll support what you wanted to cut, as far as you talked about the water and things of that nature. You know, we have an opportunity with, that opportunity. I don't know what I even talk about, I'm so confused in executive sessions. With the water, what he's talking about with the bays, you know. Whatever you want to do, Councilwoman, that, you have my support on that, because you seem to be a student of the budget, and I respect what you have to say. But to say that we're only doing a little bit here and there, what is it that I'm missing?
Yeah, you don't want to rationalize the cut by its, oh, it's only a little bit, because a lot of a little bit adds up to something.
Well, that's my point. Does anyone else have a little bit to add?
Yeah.
Besides my $5,000.
Well, you know what?
We got the $21,000 there. We took $4,000 from planning board.
What's
so the $21,000 isn't in the youth budget anyway. Right?
I'm sorry, the...
The $21,000?
No.
That was never in this introduced budget anyway, so that's kind of like...
So it's a reduction, yes, of the, what would have been.
What would have been.
Correct.
What's the, stipend, what's the stipend on the council pay? Is that $2,000 a year? So I gave you $2,000.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's your $2,000, the planning board's $4,100, and that was it. No, I shouldn't say that was it. I'm just saying, you know.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not.
That's all the reductions you made.
That was all the reductions we made. Does anyone else find anything else, you know? My point is, who knows with all of the utilities, you know, maybe if we kept my $5,000 telephone thing, that might offset, say, a surge in gas that we did not budget for.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's the problem with utilities.
Right.
We may be going into the arena now of employees, staffing. You know, I don't know if we want to touch that. I mean, we're down to the
homes.
Very close.
If I may, I think I see where you're going, though. I mean, utilities is a great place to cut, but we don't control the cost of utilities.
Right.
So obviously, you know, the BPU can give a rate hike to any of these utilities, and we have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, as it is now, a lot of our utilities are going up by virtue of expanding, you know, the offices, our new building.
Right.
The cost associated with utilities there that we had to increase. I mean, but I mean, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying.
I'm going to propose we cut the telephone by $5,000.
But also,
we also
have some utilities that are going down, too. They're closing the old garage. One of those had oil heat. We're no longer going to need oil anymore.
Introduced budget, it doesn't have the oil heater.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
Hold on.
Okay.
One second.
Discussion.
I just had a question for Rich, and it was about the Public Works garage. Because it is new, I thought there'd be considerable amount of savings that we would have, because now we have the new garage.
A lot more space.
Well, more
yeah,
space
well,
to,
with the
to
more space. More space for heat. Is there any way to cut off some of those areas so that we can heat selected areas?
The only spots that have heat are the office areas and the repair bay and the wash bay. The main storage area doesn't have heat. It doesn't go over 50 degrees. It maintains a level in there just so the vehicles are safe. It doesn't have, like, true heat.
But, I mean, there's no zone heating, say, for example.
Oh, no, there's multiple zones in there. Absolutely.
So there is.
If they don't need an area heated, they don't turn heat on.
Okay.
They do that right now.
Okay, who's in charge of that? That they are?
Yeah, if they're going to work on a vehicle today in the morning,
sure.
They turn the heat on in that area and they turn it on.
All right, so
night.
They're all trained with that, and so they know what to do for that. But that would be the biggest expense over there besides for the labor plus and the utilities, the heat?
I mean, yeah, it's natural gas heat.
Yeah.
Of course, it has electric. Granted, they're high-efficiency lighting, so they use less electric when they're running. You know, I mean, utilities are what they are. I mean, natural gas is not as inexpensive as it used to be.
All right, we have any more discussion? We have a motion from Mrs. Gleba.
No, was there a second?
Yes, there was. Okay. Roll call on that, please.
Gleba?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Flores?
No.
Yes. Okay, we have anything else for the budget? Okay, Mrs. Netliff, you had a question.
Yeah, with the new garage, when our wonderful federal government decides that we can no longer use regular light bulbs and we have to use these new things, how's that going to affect the new garage?
It won't. The way the light bulbs will install, they install the same way. Instead of having the standard incandescent light, if you will, it'll be a CFC, compact
CFL.
CFL, excuse me. Compact fluorescent light. But it screws in the light bulb the same way. It's just a different lighting element. So there'll be no change. But these are the new high-efficiency lights.
And the price of them are actually coming down.
Yeah, they used to be quite expensive, but you get longer, but they cost more.
It takes more people to screw in it.
Did anyone else, did Councilman Valentine or Higgins, because Councilman Higgins wasn't at the budget workshop either, like, so what if they had any changes?
I haven't heard from Councilman Higgins either.
Like, I don't know his thoughts on the budget at all.
I sent emails to both of them, I called both of them.
Yeah, Councilman Valentine, I know, was comfortable with what we had, and I don't think he's going to be upset with the small cut. Okay, that moves us on to our sewer connection fees public hearing. A resolution, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, I'll open up the public hearing for resolution 60-2011, our sewer connection fees. For any person that newly builds in the borough and connects up, what they will be doing is paying their fair share of the debt that was incurred and the costs incurred with the new sewer plant. They would be a connection fee of $4,343.09.
Wow.
Per EDU.
Per EDU.
Per EDU,
that's yes.
That's very important to know.
$4,343.09.
Oh,
and that takes care of all, you know, the engineering costs and things of that nature for making the plant.
Well, most people already have that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it disaffects new. Yeah, if you did it when you when we first built the plant, it was, I think, like $50 or something along those lines. So it's going up every year.
Could I have a copy of the worksheet?
From Stephanie? Sure.
Right, any other comments? I accept a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion to approve resolution 60-2011.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion? Let's have a roll call on that one, please.
Kiva?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Tool?
Yes.
Suarez?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Let's see, then we have some new business. You want to do resolutions 61 and 62 together? They are appropriations for the current fund and the sewer utility.
Because we're still in temporary budget.
Yes, because we're still in temporary budget.
Make a motion to approve the temporary appropriations.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on either of these resolutions? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
And that takes us up to 63-2011. Must have put over here. Yep. So if we do 63, 64, and 65 together, they're all redemptions of a tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on these? And a roll call on these, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Resolution 66-2011, to stop payment and replace a check. Anybody want to move that?
Motion to move number 66.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that one?
I mean, this person was obviously notified by mail as well as tried by phone. To
on 66?
Yeah, is this the stop payment?
Yes, there was no response.
Correct.
Yeah, so. Okay, I mean, it's only a short time ago. That's the only thing. It's not a long time to wait to do this.
Well, no, 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 66.
Yeah.
There's, believe it or not, there's two vendors with the same name in the system.
Oh.
The check was issued to, you know, to vendor A when it was supposed to be issued to vendor B.
Okay, yeah.
Inadvertently,
yeah, right,
you're
okay.
You're thinking of the next one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no, that's what
okay.
was throwing me off.
Sorry.
No, this was a clerical error, so we have to formally cancel one to
I
reissue
just read
actual.
The wrong one. Okay, I got it. Now. Okay.
Mayor, I did have a comment on 66. Is that a computer glitch or is that a?
That's personnel.
That's personnel.
There's the exact same vendor. Exact same vendor name, but vendor A did service this type of service. Vendor B did that type of service. They inadvertently selected the wrong vendor in the finance. Human error on that one.
Any other discussion? Roll call on that one, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Takes us to 67, 2010. Cancel recreation trust account check.
No, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Did I say 2010? I'm sorry, 2011. Thank you.
Motion to move resolution number 67.
Thank
Second.
You. Okay, any discussion on this? Okay, and a roll call on that one, please.
Kleba?
Yes.
Kuhl?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Coyle?
Yes. That takes us to vouchers.
Motion to pay our responsibilities.
Second.
Vouchers.
Any discussion on the vouchers?
I think I had a question. Let me just see. I can come back to Rich later.
All right, okay.
Sorry.
And then a roll call on those, please.
Boyle?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Labor?
Yes, abstain, page 6 and 7, Spinelli Consulting.
Yes, abstain to the fire department squad.
Yes. Okay, that brings us up to our recap. Excuse me.
I will reach out to DPW to see if there's some sort, if we have any of the old snow fence left to at least temporarily put at Vera Field by the wall once they start playing, as well as the curb your dog signs for Vera and Steinhardt Field. That's 2011 municipal budget, inform the township that borough council is not going to approve the SUV. Removal of $5,000 from the telephone line item, and confirming Councilman Boyle's request to have his salary removed from the budget. And I'm going to email the sewer connection fee worksheet to Councilwoman Gleba.
Okay. Council remarks then. Mr. Jewell.
I have nothing.
Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor. Real quick. Richard, that municipal court affidavit, are we going to be able to go green with that, go forward?
Oh, that's in effect. The judge has been using that for years here.
Okay.
What it is if I receive a fine, I can call the court and they can provide that option to us right now. They've been using that for many years.
All right, so our residents know if I don't shovel my sidewalk with the snow in time, I get a summons. I don't have to appear in court. I can just pay the full complement of that.
No. They have to get approval from the judge first. Meaning
each individual?
Oh, yeah. It's on a case-by-case basis at the approval of the judge.
Oh, that wasn't what I was looking for.
Yeah, no. It's a case-by-case basis for the affidavit from the judge. And he routinely does it. He actually said to me he gets calls all the time, or his office, I should get, gets calls all the time from the court administrator requesting approval of an affidavit for, X violation, whatever that might be, and he takes them on a case-by-case basis.
So on the summons, it's on there for the person receiving that to call the court? I haven't got one. Maybe I should try it, see what happens.
No, on every summons, it says, you can contact the municipal court for any questions or concern. Now, does it specifically say you can...
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say
so, that. Okay, so our residents may not know that, because I certainly didn't.
That's quite possible.
Now,
what I can do is I can get language, if you will, Judge, how would you allow us to inform our residents? And maybe he can give us some language, and we can put it downstairs, we can put it on the website, that kind of thing. But the tickets themselves are in a form approved by the state.
Yeah, I don't want to go through all that, but if...
I mean, if you wanted to do some sort of public notification, I can ask them, you know, what can I say to residents that would allow...
Certainly.
I mean, I have a problem with that.
That's the right way to go.
Sure.
I saw we had the crosswalk, pedestrian crosswalk sign in the middle one night. It's gone. Did we put it back in storage?
It was stolen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the third one.
Okay.
We tried.
No, I know. All right. Any updates on going forward with that? We had nice discussions during the week about the crosswalk.
Andrew is coming up with a permanent fix. In fact, one of the options he's looking at that would possibly prevent this from happening, instead of, see, what's happening is the force of the snow is actually moving the sensor column out of alignment, and that's the problem. And then when it gets moved out of alignment, the lights flash and drain the solar battery, the solar power. And that's the process keeps recycling itself, if you will. What he's looking at now is some sort of permanent, I don't want to say permanent fix, installation of a permanent bollard in front of that to prevent it as one option, or as an additional option, having a push button on the column too. So instead of walking up and having the sensor pick you up, you can also push a button in lieu of the sensor. So this way, if the sensor gets damaged because of the snow, you can still activate it. So we're working with the manufacturer to see what is feasible, how it would work.
Okay.
In tandem, I got in touch with the Department of Transportation, and they said, you know, we can file a claim with them the way, you know, like a tort claim, if you will, with the state, but we need to know what the cost is. So once Andrew gets that done, I have information on how I need to file the claim with the state.
Would we put his cost into that cost also?
I mean, we could. I mean, I don't know.
Because this is over and above our...
I mean, if they're required to follow the same tort requirements we are, I would imagine they are, right? I mean, I can't answer. I mean, will we? Yes. Will we get reimbursed?
Well, as long as we do it, you know.
As soon as he gets there, I already have everything drafted.
Okay. And just again, please, a mention about Gardner's Court that we discussed, if we could hear something.
Sure.
And then on a side note here, the street sweeping with the cinders. Mm-hmm. Do we recycle those? Do we use them again? We throw them in a pile and use them again?
Yep. We use them as fill.
Great. Do we have a ET on when we think that process will start?
They started last Thursday.
Okay.
For lack of phrase, unwinterizing, if you will, the street sweeper. You know, they got to take all the winterization fluids out and put the regular fluids back in and get it to go. So I would say by next week.
Next week they'll start?
Yep.
All right. All right.
That was one of my things.
Thank you.
One of mine.
Thank you, Mayor.
Start sweeping all that stuff.
What's the matter, Sandy?
I was just wondering if you could let me know before they're going to do the downtown, because then I have work I do the sidewalk stuff.
Oh, push everything out? Sure. No problem.
Yeah, Bob.
Question. Would the camera pick up our crosswalk feet?
Is it pointed in that direction? I'm sorry, I'm looking at Sandy. Sandy, you know if that camera's pointed in there?
Yeah. There's actually four angles, and it's very strong.
I think somebody just
moved. Oh, yeah, you might, if it's at night, you might just see a shadow.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody take it?
Right.
Okay.
But we don't have access to
the police have access to it, and at night, you'll see a shadow. You know what I mean? It's not like an infrared camera where you see everything.
We have to request for them to look at that to see if it was...
I just found out that the sign got stolen today.
Okay.
I have to speak with the township tomorrow regarding their budget, but I'll ask this first.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so they don't take an SUV to investigate. Yeah.
Mr. Torres.
A couple of things that were discussed already, like the street cleaning, but... Councilman Boyle, but at the budget meeting, the shade tree woman, I forget her name.
Mrs. Halpin.
I had mentioned about the replacing the tree that was damaged with the accident. I don't know if that's how that's coming.
After the budget gets adopted, they're well aware of it, and as part of their annual budget, they're going to be replacing the tree.
I think we were talking about the insurance.
The insurance.
Yeah.
Well, we have a $5,000 deductible.
But I mean, for the car. The car to hit it, the insurance company.
They're insurance.
Well, we don't know who hit it. There's no, I mean, they came up there in the morning and the tree was down.
Was there a report done by police at all?
No. Not to my knowledge, no.
So it'll be on our insurance.
No. I mean, even if a report was done, we'd still have to front the money.
I thought John Bird said...
They knew.
I thought they knew who did it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He never told me that they knew who did it. He said they showed up there in the morning and the tree was
Can you follow up with John?
Yeah,
because
that's news to me.
We shouldn't have to use our insurance.
But again, we have a $5,000 deductible, even with the insurance, so.
Is that going to increase our insurance policy now, or are we using a deductible?
I mean,
I'm trying to save money where I can.
Yeah, right, well, we save $5,000 on the phone.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's either personal damage or paid for.
Okay, so a couple more things here.
Okay.
There was a couple citizens that are very concerned at, and this is now, I guess, beyond our control, really, because of the shared services agreement with Washington Township for the police, but there's less crossing guards, and it seems that there's concern because, you know, they're not, you know.
There's one less crossing guard.
To my knowledge, there was one less, that was approved by, did we talk about this last year, correct?
School.
Yeah, there was one by.
The middle school.
That was reduced.
It's not, is it a big expenditure for the, you know, to have that put back? I guess, you know, one was removed, where it's really necessary, I guess, is the point that the citizen made.
Now, statutorily, that's at the discretion of the chief of police.
That's what I saw, which is out of our.
I mean, just as an example, it's.
I think that, if, talking about that issue that one person had, I don't think the crossing guard is going to rectify that, because I know myself.
Well, there's still that shortage.
Just leaving the library.
I think that was a police presence issue, I think.
You have those kids there that just do not move out of the street, and it's.
That's a different situation.
Now, all right, I'm trying to, all right.
It was more a police presence in this town issue.
Exactly, that's what we need.
Yeah, more than one person mentioned that to me on the street, so, I mean, if that's something you could bring up with the chief.
I actually spoke to them, well, to answer the first part of our question, we're spending $98,000 a year on crossing guards.
How many?
How many?
12, is it 11?
12, I think it's 12. It was 13, it went to 12. So just to answer that part, to answer the kind of the follow-up that you said.
Is there?
I'm sorry.
Is there any way to get volunteers to do that function?
Volunteers? I mean, you could ask, I mean, there's training.
Yeah, they could be trained, and then.
Have to go, I mean, right now.
Because we can have the same budget amount and still have the coverage that we need, that's what I'm looking for, the safety issue.
Right now, the township, on their website, I know for a fact, has, they're hiring as-needed crossing guards in the event someone calls out sick, that kind of thing. So they're actively looking for substitutes as we speak. I don't know if anyone's.
But if the word gets out in our fine borough that, you know, we ask around, hey, listen, can you possibly help? We really need a crossing guard.
I'd have to speak with the township first, because remember, they become township employees.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up, because you're the liaison, so.
Volunteers to them.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now, I don't know how many police are allotted, or whatever district we're in, how many patrol cars are in the borough. You know, I would like to see a better presence myself, in my opinion, a lot of people.
The chief spoke publicly in this room about that about a year ago, and he basically said at that point, if you don't see us, that's a good thing, that means you have a safe neighborhood and there's no issues going on.
I don't know, I guess.
And he targets, you know, areas that have the problem.
Well, could you mention that area now?
No, I spoke with him on the particular email, because I was copied on the email as well, I think it was sent to me, you were copied, if I recall correctly. But I spoke with him this morning, and he never received any calls from this resident, because he said he does return all his calls. I asked him to respond to her.
Okay.
Please call me, so they can discuss, and then he's going to summarize his discussion in writing to me. I spoke with him this morning about any calls.
Well, she sent an email to him, too, he was part of the.
Well, yeah, well, that's why I called him. As soon as I got the email, I called him, I said, we need to talk about this email.
Okay.
Because obviously, this is the first I'm seeing it, and he's telling me that this is the first complaint he's received on this issue there.
I still think it would be a good idea if we can request that, and we would like maybe a little bit more of a presence in that area.
Sure, around the time school lets out.
Yeah, you know, not just him responding to just one person.
If their officers find permitted.
Yeah, exactly. Because like I said, I can be coming out of the library at 4 o'clock, you know, or 3, 4, 5, the school's already dismissed, and they.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it myself.
Yeah, they do not move.
Mr. Torres, you have anything else?
I just had two more things. I want to just congratulate Rich and the Public Works Department for getting all the trees, Christmas trees finally picked up, because they were kind of an eyesore for a really long time.
Finally, on the process.
So, yeah, and Rich had kind of, before our meeting tonight, answering Councilwoman Gleba's question, he made a nice summary of how the budget is actually, you know, affects the citizens, and if he could just, you know.
Sure.
Put it on record, that'd be great.
No, sure.
Because he did a fine job, everyone did a fine job on our budget, I think. It doesn't look like it should, but really, this budget is a good budget.
The municipal budget is comprised of, you know, 100 different categories that are all intertwined. For the purposes of municipal taxes, all that the property taxpayer sees is the amount to be raised in taxation. That's the only dollar amount that affects property taxes. I mean, everything else does, you know, if it's funded from other revenues. But the only part relating to your property tax dollars is the amount to be raised by taxation. Now, in this instance, we're actually spending $442,000 less this year than we did last year. So our overall budget has decreased. The problem is the amount needed to fund what we're still operating out of that amount to be raised by taxation category is what went up. So while our overall budget decreased, that one column went up, which results in that 8-cent increase. So when you look at a municipal budget, it's not always as black and white as your budget was $7 million this year, now it's $7.5 million next year, or vice versa. There are towns that have $30 million budgets, but their amount to be raised by taxation is $2 million, and vice versa. So the main category is you want to make sure your revenues meet or exceed your expenditures, but the problem is the biggest property tax factor is that one category. So while our overall budget went down, taxes are going to go up to account for the increase in that column.
Great.
Anything
thanks.
Anything else?
No.
Mrs. Cleveland.
Just one thing, because that sewer resolution triggered my memory, and so if for the next meeting, you could just give us the status. Last year, when Stephanie Lewis, you know, gave us there was like two-part proposal, and the sewer committee recommended that we just do the one part, and that the manager and CFO do the other part with the forecasting out of what our rate should be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you could just give us the status on that, because I am very curious.
Well, I can tell you right now, as part of this year.
So I'd like to see the spreadsheet, the worksheet.
Oh, okay.
That,
I'll have to get it from Natasha, but year there's no indication of.
I know, but we were looking more for a plan for the next few years.
No
so
problem.
That thanks. That'd be great.
Okay. Anything else, Mrs. Cleaver?
That's it.
Okay. I have nothing. So, and I would accept a motion for Resolution 57, 2011, for the executive session for contract negotiation.
Yeah, I'll move that.
Second. All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Thank you.